Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to reports of a burglary at a residence in the 2100 block of Babbler Road in McKinleyville Sunday night. Deputies spoke with the residents who reported someone had entered the home and stolen numerous items, including jewelry, electronics, food, and cash, a haul estimated at $10,000. Now an update to the story. Yesterday morning, a deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted a vehicle with expired registration tags and contacted the driver, 36-year-old Daniel Christie, who was on probation. A search of his vehicle turned up items that matched those stolen from the house on Babbler Road. That's when the deputy spoke with residents of the house Christie was parked in front of. When contacted and after being granted permission to search, the deputy recovered additional items that were reportedly stolen during the Babbler Road break-in. Christie was arrested, booked on several charges. The process of returning the stolen items to the rightful owner has now begun. In a press release received last night, a local fishing boat discovered a deceased subject floating in Humboldt Bay Friday morning. The subject was recovered by the United States Coast Guard with the assistance of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. The subject was unidentified at the time of the recovery, and there were no indications of foul play. Officer Drake Goodale of the Eureka Police assisted the Humboldt County Coroner's Office and provided a possible name of the deceased. The deceased has been identified now as 63-year-old Eureka resident Gregory Allen Boggs. An autopsy will be conducted today, attempting to determine the cause and manner of death. Photos of two burglary suspects are available online. In a story that we brought to you yesterday, the burglars had stolen several items, including electronics, cameras, jewelry, and other high-value items, with a total worth of more than $10,000. The men depicted in the photos are then seen entering the Bear River Casino gas station and using the victim's stolen debit card. The suspects were also seen arriving and leaving in a dark green or black GMC Suburban. Photos of the suspects have been posted at the sheriff's website. Anyone with information about the two men or the burglary is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office received a 911 call from a 21-year-old Eureka resident who reported that she and two friends had gone hiking along the Headwaters Trail for several hours Sunday night, but had left the trail and now found themselves lost. The caller reported that they had very little food and water left, the battery on the cell phone was dying, and they were wearing shorts and light clothing and were now wet and cold. Using GPS coordinates gathered from the 911 call, search and rescue deputies along with volunteers began the search for the trio, and they were located near midnight, about 3 miles from Hoekton Road and the 101. All three were found to be in good health. As a reminder, you should always notify friends and family when you go hiking, letting them know the route you plan to take and how long you think you'll be gone. Warm clothing is also considered a good idea, seeing as the weather conditions can change rapidly in our region. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you an update on the consolidation effort with Humboldt Bay Fire. Here's Dan with more.
It was a plan that was bandied about the Eureka community for more than 60 years, the consolidation of the Eureka Fire Department with the Humboldt Fire Protection District. As we enter the new year, the consolidation effort is well underway as a Joint Powers Authority Board works to finalize the consolidation. Chief Ken Woods, who heads up the new Humboldt Bay Fire Department, had this update on where things stand as of now.
January 1st was the first day that all city and district firefighters were incorporated together, permanently assigned to different stations. So now every station had former district and city firefighters. They're all working together now.
Chief Woods went on to say that there are still plenty of details to work out, but the process shouldn't take much longer.
The first step will be the JPA hiring the fire chief and the training officer. And then step two is the complete consolidation of both administrations between the district and the city. Phase three will be the final hiring by the JPA of the line staff, the firefighters on the engines every day. So it looks like the end of this month, probably the JPA board, newly formed board, will have their first meeting and take care of the procedural governmental type appointing people to positions, and then we'll move forward from there.
The consolidation will allow for better coverage and better response times from Humboldt Bay fire crews.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.